So we've been talking this couple of days about this sugya here on Daf Chav Ches, the Ho Che'usha. Right? How do we understand Cheskes Gemoshonim? So Gemara says Ho Che'usha felt that it's learned from Shor HaMuad. Just like Shor HaMuad, Nuchinogach Gimel Negichas, he leaves the Cheskes Tam, the cover of the Cheskes Muad. So to over here, the field leaves the Cheskes Marakama and it goes to the Cheskes Machzik. So we talked about that we showed them a few different ways of understanding this shita. The Tosfos holds that what Ho Che'usha is saying is that after three times, so then the shor is huchzak nagchan, and in a similar way, after three times, the marakam is huchzak shaskan, so it's like a raya brua that the field belongs to the machzik, so therefore we are mamed the field in the hands of the machzik. That's how Tosfos understood that it's like a raya brua. The Ramban disagreed. The Ramban said that the limud from Shor HaMuad is that just like by Shor HaMuad, we establish a chazaka. We establish a chazaka three times that the Shem HaShor changes. It was a Shor Tam and now it's a Shor HaMuad. So over here, the field was Becheskas Marakama. Marakama was considered the muchzik in the field. And now after three times, the machzik is defined as the muchzik in the field. And now the burden of proof is on the Marakama to say that the machzik did not actually acquire the field. These were the two approaches that we suggested. That either it's coming mitzad the raya brura, like Tosfos, or that we're establishing the machzik as a muchzik. And we described that the hemshech of the Gemara seems to work out well according to the Ramban, but not according to Tosfos. In fact, Tosfos is a kasha from the hemshech of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is that Shor HaMuad, just like we don't play Nezek Shalem until the fourth Negicha, so over here we shouldn't allow the machzik to get the field until 4 years. That kasha seems to work very well according to Ramban and not so well according to Tosfos. So we talked about how to explain it lefi Tosfos. Tosfos had a pshat b'shem d'ri. Let's go back to the next kasha of the Gemara. Let's try to plug in the next kasha of the Gemara according to Ramban, according to Tosfos. What does the Gemara say? So here we're going to pick it up with Chav Ches and Medes. Ela mayata hazaka sheni matayna tebi chazaka. Like the Gemara, if the Ho Che'usha are going to learn from Shor HaMuad, if they're going to learn Cheskes Gemoshonim from Shor HaMuad, so Chazaka Sheni Matayna Tebi Chazaka, then even if the Machzik doesn't have a Taina, it should still be a good Chazaka, you should win. Aloma Tanan Kol Chazaka Sheni Matayna Ein Chazaka. Why does it say in the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that Chazaka Sheni Matayna doesn't work? According to the Ho Che'usha, even Chazaka Sheni Matayna should be good enough. Even Chazaka Sheni Matayna should be good enough. So who does this kasha work out according to? Chazaka sheni matana should be a good chazaka. So this kasha seems to work out well according to the Ramban. The next chelik of the Gemara also works out better lefi the Ramban. That's what the Ramban points out. What's the kasha of the Gemara? The chazaka sheni matana should be a good chazaka. Zok the Ramban, the hainu nami dakshina nela meyata chazaka sheni matana teri chazaka kum. If the ma'ara has edim or a hoda'a that it's shalos, then I understand that the machzik needs a taina. But if there's no hoda'a that it's shalos, so what does the machzik need a taina? This karka was yotzas mershus the marikama. Meaning, lefi the Ramban, Ho Che'usha is saying that if the Gimel Negichas, the Shor is a Shor HaMuad, there's a new shame, there's a new chazaka to the Shor. So similarly, the Kark over here is Becheskas HaMachzik, he becomes the Muchzik, it's Bishuso. So if it's Bishuso, what should he need a Taina for? What's the purpose of the Taina if it's already a Muchzik? So then the Marakam is a Motzi Mechaber of Olav Lahavi Raya. If the Marakam is the Motzi, so then the burden of proof is on him. So what do you need a Taina for? The Machzik shouldn't have to say anything. The Machzik shouldn't have to say anything. Moshe Lekach Metaltalim. Metaltalim, if it's Becheskas, the person that it's Tachas Yodom, then he doesn't have to give a Taina. Once he's the Muchzik, so someone wants to be Motzi from him, has to prove it. So it's over here. Once we establish the Machzik as the Muchzik in Karka, if he's the Muchzik in the Karka, why should he need a Taina? It's according to the Ramban's understanding that Kasha is great. The Ho Che'usha say that what are we learning from Shor HaMuad? That the Machzik becomes the Muchzik. So the Machzik becomes the Muchzik. Taka Gevaldik. What do you need a Taina for? What do you need a taina for over here? Rabban is sitting pretty. It's beautiful. Rabban is a beautiful pshat according to him. In fact, Rashi seems to learn like this. Rashi seems to take the approach of the Rabban his school of school. What does Rashi say? She'eni matayna. What is the chazak of she'eni matayna? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah. V'varash masis l'kamon amalo mata osu b'so shali amalo shlo amali adam dover me'olam. A person, right, the Ma'ara says, what are you doing there? And the Machzik says, well, no one said anything to me. Chazok Hashem Matani doesn't have a time as to how he acquired it. V'lo amalo ata machartuli. Zok Rashi, to have a Chazok, the whole Chayusha say that we can learn from Shara Mu'ad, the Chazok is Gemal Shonim. So even Chazok Hashem Matani should be a Chazok. What does that mean? To have a Chazok, the Ha'amet Shalosh Shonim mafkilei mishus mochem. Because you're learning that Shalosh Shonim take the kaka out of the rishus of the mochem. Notice, he doesn't say anything about a raya. There's no huchsuk shaskin. It's not that Cheskas Gimel Shonim proved that it belongs to the Machzik. No. It's a kosov, right? It's a limud that we're taking the field out of the Rishus of the Marakama and putting it into the Rishus of the Machzik. That he's now the muchsuk. It's a halacha. So if it's a halacha, then he's the muchsuk. So what do you need a taina for? That's the pshat in the Gemara. That's really the Rambam. But according to Tosas, if the whole Chayusha are learning that the limud from Shara Mu'ad is that since we can create a chazak in three times, so now the Bailim are huchzuk shaskanim, the Marakam is huchzuk shaskan, so if it's a raya brua that the Machzik actually bought the karka, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? What, you shouldn't? Chazak is sheni matan should be a good chazak, or what are you talking about? If there's no taina, that's the biggest reyes on the raya. What kind of a raya brua is there? Raya brua that the machzik must have bought the karka, then he must have gotten it from matana. Well, what's the raya brua? If you can't even give a taina that he got it from matana, that he bought it, so then that's the biggest reyes to the raya. So what's going on? What's the havamina? What's the havamina of the makshim? What's the havamina of the makshim? So Be'emes, that's what Tosfos is. Tema, my saka daitach the makshim, the hechi matzi l'ukmi biyodeh, kevin lo toen libi. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis trouble with the Makshin. But Tosis is trouble with the Makshin only Lishitosim. It's only the Kasha, is only a Kasha according to their Shita. According to the other Shita, there's no Kasha Bechlal. There's no Kasha Bechlal. According to the other Shita, according to the Ramban, there's no Kasha Bechlal. Because if the Limud from Shara Mu'ad is establishing the Kaka Becheskas, Hamachzik, if he's the Mochzik, so then what does he need a taina for? The same as by Metalkim, there's no need for taina by Kaka too. But if you say that the Lima from Shara Mu'ad is that we say that the Marakama now is Huchzik Shaskan, and that's the Raya Brua that the Machzik acquired the Kaka Behetev, the Matana, the Mechira, so what's the Kasha of the Gemara? That you shouldn't need a taina. If you don't have a taina, then that's the biggest Reyes in the Raya, so there is no Raya Brua, so what's going on? The biggest reyes, as we mentioned, even if achzuke in shibegan vilo machzakina, but that's by metaldlin, by karka, that's not as big a reyes. If it's not as big a reyes, so the fact that you don't have a taina, that's lechora the biggest reyes in the reyes. So the Tosis gives a couple of answers. We'll get to Tosis' answer, but I'll have to understand what Tosis is saying. But that's in terms of the kasha. Kasha, the Gemara works out better according to the Ramban. It's a little shver according to Tosas. That's how Tosas has the kasha. That's Tosas' kasha. What's the teretz of the Gemara? So the teretz of the Gemara is great lefi Tosas. That teretz is great lefi Tosas. What does the Gemara say? Chazaka sheni matana tevi chazaka lo matana chazaka sheni matana eina chazaka. It's not the Gemara. Taima mai damin and dilma kidika omen. Hashte iu lo toa anan lito lei. What's the teretz of the Gemara? The reason why we're mamed the field, we're mamed the karka in the rishus of the Machzik is because we say Dilma Kedika Amar, maybe he's takarai. So if he's not going to be towing anything, we're going to be taninan for him. We need a taina in order to say Dilma Kedika Amar Ihu. Right? We need a taina in order to suggest that maybe he's takarai. So according to Tosas, that's mamish beautiful. That's what Tosas would say. If the limud from Shara Mu'ad is that the Bailim of Huchzugush Askonim, then now there's a Raya Brura, that the field belongs to the Machzik, and he acquired it, Behetis, and Taka, the Machzik has to say something, you have to give a taina, because that's the whole idea, that we say, Dilma Kida Amar Ihu, that we're convinced that maybe he's right. Right? It's a Raya Brewer that he's right. So if he doesn't say it, if he doesn't give a Tanya, so how can we attribute it to him? The Teretz is Gevaldik. It's the Makshan that's difficult according to Tosis. That we have to. So you would say, well, who cares about the Makshan? The Teretz is the key. No, but the Makshan has to make sense. Right? We'll see. Tosis has two ways to explain how the Makshan himself can make sense. There's some kind of a Havamina here. What's the Havamina of Tosis? That's Taka Shver. But the Teretz according to Tosis is Taka Gevaldik. Right? It's Gevaldik because the Teretz is. That the Havamin is wrong, since the whole idea is that the Marakam is Huxuk Shaskan, so without the Taina of the Machzik, there's no Raya. There's no Raya Brewers, there's no Raya Brewer. Obviously, we can't get the ball rolling. How's Ramban going to learn the Teretz of the Gemara? The Teretz of the Gemara, Lefi the Ramban, is a little bit shver. What's the Ramban going to say? The Ramban says that what? Hoche Usha. Understand the lima from Sharamuad is that we're going to establish the field in the cheskas ha-machs, that the machs becomes the muchs. The talk of the machs becomes the muchs, the kash is good, right? What do you need a taina for? If he's a muchs, so then the burden of proof shifts to the marakam. So what's the Gemara answering? I still need a taina, but why should I need a taina? The kasha was great with the Ramban, so what's the answer going to be? It's difficult. What does Ramban say? What does the Ramban say? If Akinan time my bechule klomer im lo lo chaze vaday meyela lo yatsam ershusa. If the machzik didn't buy the field from the marakama, it doesn't go out by itself from the reshusa marakama. Lefikach tzarech letaina shim lo ton lo locha nimtzeis bereshuso shel rishon. Says the Ramban. How is it yotzi from the reshusa of the marakama to the machzik? It has to go out in some way. There has to be a mechira. There has to be a matona. The sinas matona. Something has to happen. The heter. So if nothing happens, so then what? So then you can't establish the machzik as the new machzik. You see, we thought that once there are 3 years, so the 3 years allow you to establish a new chazaka over here. 3 years allow you to establish a new chazaka. So even without a time, you should be able to establish a new chazaka. He should be the mosek. The machzik should be the mosek. So after Ramban, no. Until you have a taina, so the bailus wasn't transferred from the marakama to the machzik. The taina is what explains how the bailus was transferred. But without the taina, so then there's something missing. Meaning, the Ramban is basically saying the taina of the Gemara is that you can't establish the machzik as the new mosek without a taina. Without a taina, then the ownership was not transferred. So it's almost like you need a tziruf between the two. You need a tziruf of the chazaka, right? The chazaka of 3 years gets the ball rolling, but you need the taina too. It's chazaka plus taina. Chazaka with the taina, Zakhtar Ramban, that's what establishes the machzik as the new muchzik, and then the burden of proof shifts to the marakam. But it's a chiddush. Right? It's a chiddush. The Ramban is suggesting that without the taina, you can't establish the machzik as your new muchzik. Out the taina, it's not going to work. Somehow there's something missing. The Hoche Usha, we're not willing to say, we learn from Sharmua that there's something magical over here. That with a chazaka three times, so now the status changes, that's it. Right? The status can only change if the muhsa can be established. But you can't establish the machzik as the muhsa unless there's a transfer, right? The transfer of bailus is what allows us to establish the machzik as the muhsik. There's no taina, so then there's no transfer of bailus because there's no mechanism for that transfer. Without the taina, there's no mechanism for the transfer, the Ramban is saying. So there's no mechanism for the transfer, so then you can establish the machzik as the new muhsik. So nothing's going to happen. That seems to be the way the Ramban is learning, but it's a chiddush. Taka is a chiddush. So much so that some of the Rishonim who take the school of thought of the Ramban don't learn that way in the Maskot. Who am I referring to? There's one Rishon that seems to take the approach of the Ramban throughout the Sugya and in the Kasha of the Gemara over here, but in the Teretz he shifts gears. He learns that in the Teretz the Hoche Usha are changing their approach. Who said that? Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not sure if you noticed, Rabbeinu Yonah, let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. Rabbeinu Yonah takes the approach of the Ramban throughout, until this point, until the Teretz. Right? I think we read it last time, right? Mashra Muad Hocha, the Kevin the Ochlat Hashonim below, Iru Machol, Mavatel Cheskas Bailim Hashonim, ועומדס בחזקס המחזיק, והבלי קומה מוציא מחברו ועולב הראיה, ממש, זה לא שנות הרמב"ן. The lima from Sharmua tells me that the machzik now is established as the muchzik. So now the morakam is the motzim echavero ve'olav lahavi. Right, and he and the burden of proof is on him to prove that the machzik actually didn't acquire it. So he's a ramban min. Right, the lima from Sharmua is establishing the machzik as the muchzik. Zokter Rabbeinu Yonah v'hainu d'makshina ne'elamayat ha'chazok v'sheni matayin. At the end of the next dibur maschil. That's the kasha, the Gemara. What does that mean? Kevan the naftle mishus mocher. Aval bishla ratza hamachzik la shivo dovar lama moridin es hamara lesocha. Once you establish the field bishus hamachzik, once you've taken it out of the rishus hamocher, you've established a bishus hamachzik. So then, even if the machzik doesn't give a tiny, he should win. Why should he win? Why should he win? Tehevi kemisha toveas chavero kelim she'ein lahashel ulahaskir should be the same as someone who's toveah metaltlim from his friend. Shivlo rotza hanitba lahashiva dover and yordin lunachosa velarea kelim bechez kosa. By metaltlim, we don't ask any questions. By metaltlim, he doesn't need a taina. So by kaki, shouldn't need a taina either. But why? The two have nothing to do with it. No! Okay, we should say, it's doch the zel bazach. Right, here too we're establishing the machzik as a muchzik. Establishing the machzik as a muchzik. So even on a taina, even without a taina, we should say it's b'shus ha-machzik, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. Why does the Mishnah say that you need a chazaka she'eshim ha-taina? That's the kash. Rabbeinu Yonah and the kash, he's a Ramban man. So what does he say in the teretz? Daniel, before I get to the teretz, you want to throw something in, or can I finish? Oh, thank you, I appreciate it. With Farkinan, time of my dekar, minik dekar, ihu, etc. Perish. Listen up. The loy alfina mishara muad el demhanya chazak lemeve raya lemashuton shalok chaymenu. Did you just hear that? He shifts gears. The teretz is you learned holche usha ro. What do they say? We thought holche usha was saying. The Gimel Pa'amim establishes the Machzik as a Muchzik. That's the Kasha, the Gemara. Elamiyata, Chazak, Shani, Matana, Tevi, Chazaka. What do you need a Taina for? It's doch the same as Metaltalin. Metaltalin, the guy is a Muchzik. If it's Tachas Yadu, he's a Muchzik. And then he doesn't have to give a Taina. He can say, don't bother me. You're not my Baldover. I don't have to answer you. So by Karka too, what does he need a Taina for? It's a beautiful Kasha. So what's the Gemara answering? No, you do need a Taina. But why should you need a Taina? Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Hocheyusha, not learning from Sharamua that we're establishing the Machzik as a Muchzik, but rather, Chazoka works to make a Raya, to prove, to make it a Raya Brura to what the Machzik is claiming. It's a Raya Brura to his Taina. But if you don't have a Taina, then you don't get the first base. It's a Chazoka Mevi Raya Lamashu Toin Shalok Chaymeno. It's only a Raya to the Taina. The kevin the shaycha b'taina ain't a chazaka at sheiton the iu lotona na nekem v'niton lay. If he's not going to be toined, so we're not going to be toined for him. Without the taina, so then you can't even begin. Because the whole point of the chazaka is to be a raya brua to his taina. Lefika chosvan shina toin klum karka becheskas balea. Oh man, the zokt Rabbeinu Yonah, the karka doesn't change its chazaka. We don't make the machzik into a muchzik magically after three times. No, if there's a raya brura that the marakama sold it to the machzik, he gave it b'matona, so that's something. But without a taina, there is no raya. That's the whole chayusha's pshat. It's not that there's a magical change that the master became the muchzik. No, there's a raya brua. So if it's going with raya brua, then we understand that you need a taina. And it's on that he continues. Rabbi Yonah continues what? The hadlar minan hachi b'metaltlin. That's Rabbi Yonah. That's Rabbi Yonah we saw opening day. He says, why don't we say this by metaltlin? Why by metaltlin do you not need a taina? It's this context that he asks his kash. He's now concluded what? Hoche Usha hold that the Cheskas Gimel Shanim by Karka is to establish a Raya Brua. It's not to make the Machzik into the Muchzik. It's to establish a Raya Brua that the Machzik acquired the Karka. And that's goofa why a Taina is necessary, because without a Taina, there is no Raya Brua. fact, Rabbi Yonah, why is Metatlin different? Why by Metatlin do you not need a time? That's his assumption, Metatlin do not need a time. He says, why is Metatlin different? And he gives two answers. What are the two answers he gives, remember? I'm sorry? Yotzei Rishus, exactly. His first answer is, no, Metatlin, we follow Muchzik. Right? Chazaka, Mashatachas Yad Adam Hushalo, the Muchzik is Koveya. By Kaka, there is no Muchzik. He's assuming, Lefida Maskon. The Holchiusha is saying, by Kaka, there is no Muchzik. It's Bishus Abaylim always. The only way Cheskes Gemoshanim works is with the Raya Brua. And without a tiny, you're not going to have a Raya Brua. But by Metatlin, since it was Yotzei, what's the Loshin? What's his Loshin? Let's see. Hadalo, I mean, an Alchibi Metatlin. Because there's the tfisa, so now the person who's tofes is mochzuk. So if he's mochzuk, then the person who wants to be motzi mechavero, olav lahaviraya, he has a burden of proof. There is a mochzuk by metalblim, right? As opposed to karka, that there is no mochzuk. And his second answer is what? Even if you'll say that by metadlim, the reason why the machzik gets it is because of raya brura, but there's a raya brura even without taina by metadlim. But by karka, there is no raya brura without a taina. Va'od yachzuki and shebegan v'lo machzikina and v'kevin de'en asuyim lahashul lahaskir vadim yaharishim bo liyoda. By metadlim, since we're not machzik and shibaganvi, there's mamash raya brura, even without a taina. He can say, la balvarm didiad, I don't want to answer you. Without a taina, he still has a raya brura. But by karka, the hocheusha will say, you don't have a raya brura without a taina. That's the maskana of the Gemara, that you need a taina. Chazok she'eni matana by karka doesn't work because it's not a raya brura. Metatlim are different, either because metatlim works based on muchzik, and if he's a muchzik and a metatlim, there's no need for taina. Or even if it's working based on a raya brua, but the raya brua is stronger by metadlim, so therefore you don't need a taina. We're not machzik inchi beganvi, so therefore by metadlim there's no need for the taina to have a raya brua. But by karka, since you can go into the rishus easily, right, levush, right, by karka, since the bialim should have been shosek, which va, remember these points that I made, right, so there is no raya brua without a taina. So there's no raya brua without a taina. That's why chazaka sheni matana legabe karka is not going to work. Rabbeinu Yonah shifts everything according to the maskon over here. The Ramban leaves it. He says the whole cheush is still working with a muchzik. It's just without a taina, you're not going to be a muchzik. That's difficult. Rabbeinu Yonah really makes it beautiful. The chiddush is that he's saying the whole cheush is shifting gears in the terrace of the Gemara. Okay? Questions? Daniel. Yep. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Valk. That's the structure of this question, Shlomo.
Yes, the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying the whole thing. At the beginning,
he has one understanding of the Halkei Usha at the beginning of the Suvya. But at this point in the Gemara, you have to shift, he says, because it's not what's the Teretz of the Gemara. Let's delve into this kasha a little bit more now that we have the structure of the sugya. So let's try to understand this kasha more, and especially let's try to understand Tosas. Right? Tosas has two approaches as to what the Havmina of the Makshin is really all about. Yeah. So what does Tosas say? Let's go back to Tosas. What's the having of the maksha? How can we establish it in the hands of the machzik if he's not claiming anything? So what's Tosfos really asking? What does it mean he's not claiming anything? So lechora, according to Rashi, he's really not claiming anything. I mean, what does he say? No one said anything. I'm here because no one said anything to me. So Tosis is asking, if he's not saying anything at all, he's basically saying, I'm squatting because I wasn't told not to squat. So that's gunished. If it's gunished, so what's the raya? That's Tosis Lashitosim. Holcheusha is saying that there's a raya brew, so what kind of raya brew can there be without a time? And that's Tosis Kash. The other Rishonim ask this kasha as well, but they ask it a little differently. Right? That's not, they don't even have a havamina that that's what the Makshin was saying. Tosus assumes that's what the Makshin is learning. That's how he's learning initially. The other Rishonim say that couldn't be what the Makshin is learning because it's so obvious. So obvious. The Ritva, for example, what does the Ritva say? Takshinan. Ela meyata kol chazak hasheni matana perish. Ein datenu lo markein afilu kishetoin shlamar lo odam dover meyola dholo saka daita klal de bame zacha varehu mode shlo lokcha v'lo nasnu alo. The Ritva starts off by saying, obviously the Makshin is not assuming that the Chazak HaSheni Matan is the way the Mishnah presents it. The Mishnah presents an extreme Chazak HaSheni Matan. Omar Adam Li Dover Me'olam. That's so extreme, that couldn't be the Kasha of the Makshin. That couldn't be the Kasha of the Makshin, Dr. Ritva. So what is the Kasha? Ela Perish Ki Afal Bisham Estam Shelihu V'lo Bira Shalokho Shenasnu Alo Tevi Chazaka. He's saying, if the machzik just claims stam shelihu, it's not that he's saying I'm here because no one told me otherwise. That's a very weak statement. And that doesn't work. Why? Why does it not work? One word. What is he ki'ilu saying? What's the machzik saying if that's his quote-unquote taina? He's being molded. Belongs to the other guy. Hodosh. It's not even a shtika hodosh. This is a hodosh mamsh. He's being molded. He's saying no one told me. So obviously he's saying it still belongs to the original owner. Rabbi Yonah says the same thing, that if that's his taina, that no one told me otherwise, that no one told me otherwise, that that's like a hodah, that the Marakama is right, that he still owns the field. What does he say? We cash a lot of It's not going to be mezak of the field to the machzik. It's docha hodo that it belongs to the other guy. That's not what the machshin could be asking. What is a havamin a chazak a sheini matana shiluk? This is docha hodo gemura. So what's he saying? Rabbi Yonah suggests, what's the machzik saying? He's saying one of two things. Skipping down a little bit. He asks another kashi. He says, you know, it's interesting. Put the mishnah, put the gemara and daf and malach together with our gemara. The gemara and daf and malach says, on the Mishnah, what? Chazaka sheni matana, ain't a chazaka. So, in fact, the Gemara pshita. It's not posha. The Gemara has to have some kind of svar as to why it's not posha that that's true. So, what's the Makshin asking? Chazaka sheni matana should be a good chazaka? The Gemara later on thought it was posha that it's not a good chazaka. The Makshin over here thinks that not only is it not posha, right? It should be a good chazaka. Right? It should be a good chazaka. The Gemara thought, the Gemara and Daf Malach thought it's Dover Pasha that it doesn't work. And our Makshin thought it's Dover Pasha that it should work. Like opposites of each other. It's very strange. Rabbi Yonah says, we're not talking about the case that the Mishnah has. The Mishnah is giving you an extreme. But that's not the only case that chazaka sheni matana doesn't work. That's the extreme of the Mishnah. And the Gemara explains what the Svara is. Right. Why do I need that chiddush? The chiddush is that we're not going to be taninan for him. We're not going to ask him, you say that, you know, you're sitting here because no one told you. Maybe you have a shtar. Well, okay, we're not going to say that to him. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the chiddush of that case of the Mishnah. That's not the only case of Chazak HaSheni Matayna, Rabbi Yonah says. Lokasha dahochi perusha the mastis and kolchazaka sheni matana ain't a chazaka. You don't show malo matos of bezoshali vishosak. The simple case is that the machzik was quiet, didn't say anything. Mom is the word, doesn't say anything. Osha amalo lo ashiv chadava vlav baldvarm didiat. Either he said nothing, or he said, I don't want to respond to you, which is basically tantamount to the same thing. He's saying, I'm not going to respond. He doesn't say something that would be a negative, that would give us the sense that he's moda to the Marakama. No, there's no moda over here. Rabbi Yonah says that he's not claiming anything. It's mamish gornish, right? It's chazoka she'eni matayna. It's not that he's saying a negative thing. He's saying something that's gonna make him be moda that the Marakama is right. No, he's saying something totally neutral. Either he's shasak, he's not saying anything. Well, he's saying, lo ashiv chadav, I don't want to respond to you. And he's entitled to do that. Lav bal var midia. He's saying, I don't have to respond to you. I don't want to get involved in arguments. I don't want to die. He doesn't want to say anything. So he didn't incriminate himself. He didn't say something negative that would be tantamount to hodah. But he didn't say anything positive either. It's a chazav sheni matayim. The Ritva offers the third approach. He's working with the Rebbe Yonah, right? He says that he just claims stam, shalihu. That's his taina. The machzik's taina is shalihu. But it all comes down to the same thing, right? Either shasak or lo ashiv chadavar, meaning lav bal var didiyat. I don't have to answer you. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Or Shalihu. He just says stone, Shalihu. Doesn't explain how, he just says Shalihu. So the kasha of the Gemara is that Chazaka Shengi Matana should be a good Chazaka, because there's no negative, there's no reyesa in this statement. There's no reyesa in this statement. It's not ruining him. Not saying anything positive. It's not ruining him. So the having the Gemara is that this type of chazaka sheni matana should be a good chazaka. Question, Zach.
Well, don't we say shtika kehoda?
Shtika kehoda. You're saying if the Marakama claims that he took the field, right? He stole the field. He's sitting on a stolen field, and the other person doesn't say anything. Maybe the answer is shtika keodah dami only applies if he's responsible to respond. But if he doesn't have a chiyuv to respond, so then his shtika is within his rights. If he doesn't have to respond, so then the shtika doesn't prove anything. Just because people say things, you don't have to respond necessarily. You're saying, what's the difference? Let's say, right, Reuben comes to Bezin and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon is quiet, he doesn't say anything. Shtika Koda Dami says that he's chayav. Right. But here, Shimon has been machzik the field. He's sitting on the field for 3 years, not like he's doing nothing. Right? So the assumption is that maybe Hitaka owns it. Maybe Hitaka owns it. Yep. What are we saying, really? What are you saying? He's not saying anything, so how can we establish the karka and the rishus of the machzik? He's still not saying anything. Okay, he's not incriminating himself to say, you know, no one told me anything. But he's not saying anything, so like, what's the taina doing over here? What's the taina doing? What's the answer? What's the taina doing? If you learn like Tosis, it's taka shver. If the Hochi Usha is saying that you need a raya brew in order to be machzik, the field, machzik the karka in the hands of the machzik, so then it's taka shver. Right. The fact that he doesn't incriminate himself and say, look, no one told me anything, and that's why I'm here. So what? But he's not responding. So if he's not responding, except the biggest reyes in the raya, so there is no raya. Rabbi Yon and the Ritva, how are they learning, though? How did they learn Hoche Usha? How did they learn Hoche Usha? Remind me. How did they learn Hoche Usha? Not like Tosis. They learned like what?
Like
the Ramban. How did the Ramban learn? that Holchei Yusha are telling me that we learn from Sharmua that after 3 years, the Machzik now is established as the Muchzik, so the burden of proof shifts. So something happened over here, Zach. The Machzik was established as the Muchzik, now he's established as a Muchzik. So once the Machzik is established as a Muchzik, right, what should the Din be? The Shtika do anything for him? No. Who has the burden of proof at this point?
Markama.
Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva learning like the Ramban, that the way that Holchei Yusha understand is that through the Cheskas Kemoshanim, now the Machzik is established as the Muchzik. The Machzik is established as the Muchzik. If he says Shlom Ali Adam Dover Me'olam, if he says I'm here because no one said anything, so he's moded that it doesn't belong to him. He's moded that it doesn't belong to him. We can't help him. He's basically saying he's not a Muchzik. But if he's Shosek, or if he says Lav Bal Varm Didiat, right? If he just says I don't want to respond to you, right? If he just says Shalihu, he's entitled to say that because Cheskas Gimel Shanim establishes the karka in his hands. He's the Muchzik now. So the Marakam is the Motz Mechavero, Va'olav Lahavi Raya. The burden of proof shifts. So the burden of proof shifts, then as long as the Matzak is not being molded, that it belongs to the original owner, so then he's Neman, right? He's Neman in what he's saying, right? His Taina is not a good Taina, but it's a power of a Taina. That's enough. The burden of proof shifted. So once the burden of proof shifted, then we're going to establish it in the hands of the Matzak, because he's the Mosa. Okay, that's Lechora Hadiz Rishonim Alim. And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah, really, if you think about it. I took out the middle of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? But the beginning, he says what? The beginning, he says, Chazoka Sheni Matana Tevi Chazoka. Why? Right? What's he doing? What's the quote-unquote tiny he's giving? Lo Ashiv Chadava, or he shows it, right? That's what he says in the beginning. And then in the end, he says, V'hainu D'makshina, an elemeata Chazoka Sheni Matana Tevi Chazoka. Why? The cave under Nafkele Mershus Mocher. Tevi kimishet hoveyas chaveru kelim she'in lahashul lahaskin. Right? Rabbi Yonah says, what's the kasha? Once you establish the field, the karka to be, for shesa machzik, and now he's the muchzik, so even without a tiny, he should win. As long as he's not molded, and even without a tiny, he should take a win, because he's the muchzik, the burden of proof shifts to the marakama. That's what the Ran says. I gave you the Ran, because he has a beautiful lushan over here. He really says it through very, very nicely. He says, "Perish." If the masik is moda that he didn't buy it, he's just sitting there. Of course, it's not going to be shalom. The halesa, the bamekino, it's not going to. There's no way to acquire it, so there's nothing to talk about. Elahochi kama kaven the amrit the nafkale mershus mocher. Avagav lo toin lokeach midi tevi chazaka shari ma'arze bekarkaze ke odom min hashuk. Kevin Shiyotsu mechazkoso legamri. The Marakama Zokduran is like an Odominashuk. Odominashuk? He's a Marakama. What did he? No. The shame Marakama has been erased. He's not the Marakama anymore. He's not the Muchzik anymore. He's like a person in a shuk. It's like if someone picks up metal, I mean, if someone's holding metal, I should say, and another individual says it's mine and he stole it, even if we knew that it was his, even if he has a siman in it, it doesn't matter. But we assume that the machzik is the muchzik. Right? You can't be motzi from him without a raya. Same thing over here, Zokduran. The ein machzik zet zorach liton ulahashiv lo klum. The machzik doesn't have to be meish of anything. Lo hashiv chadavah, lo hashiv balgram didiyad. He doesn't have to be meish of anything. He's the muchzik. The burden of proof shifts to the other guy. He's like a person in a shuk. He's like a... like someone extraneous. He's not a Marakam anymore. The Ran, it's a beautiful lotion. Right? He's just pointing out that once the Machzik is there for 3 years, the Holchei Yusha understand that the Marakama is not a Muchzik. He's like a nobody for this case. So if the Machzik is the Muchzik on the Karka, so then he doesn't need a Taina. As long as he's not Moda. As long as he's not Moda to the other guy, he doesn't need such a stark a Taina. The burden of proof shifts to the Marakama. He's the one who has to prove that the Machzik is lying. This is how the other Rishonim. But Tosis is bothered with his kasha. Why is Tosis bothered with his kasha? He can't give this answer. He can't give this answer. He's not going to help Tosfos. Right? To claim, you know, lav bal dvar vidiyah, just to be shosek, or to say stam shalihu, is Tosfos going to say that's good enough? No, that's not going to be good enough according to Tosfos. Why not? Because Tosfos would be bothered with what kasha? Who's kasha? That's kasha. Your kasha, basically. Right? That's what Tosfos would say. Tosfos would say, so what? Lav bal dvar vidiyah. Shalihu, but what's the raya? Where's the raya? Who's the raya? If there's no raya, so then the maksa can't get it. So that's why Tosfos says, what's going on? What's the havamina of the gemara? What's the havamina of the maksha? Chazaka sheni matana is going to be a good chazaka, but where's the raya? Where's the raya if he doesn't have a good time? So these answers that the other Rishonim give, let's make the taina less controversial. Right? Let's not say that, you know, he's just sitting there for kicks, right? No one said anything. It's not going to help Tosfos because there's no raya brewer that it belongs to. So what is pshat in the sugi? So Tosfos has two approaches. Let's look at Tosfos now. Let's try to understand what he's saying. Yeah, Shlomar says Tosfos dehachi kara. Kevin the alphas mishar muad mahasa mishalosh megichos avi chazok avi becheskas nagchan hachanami. Kevin the aklo shaloshanim velomicha avi becheskas shloim chaod. Says Taisus, just like by Shah Muad, the Shah is Becheskas Nakhan after 3 years, it's over here, he's Becheskas Shaskan, Markam is Becheskas Shaskan, he's Becheskas, he won't be Mocha anymore. If he was a Shaskan till now, he'll continue to be a Shaskan. And therefore what? So what that he's Becheskas Shaskan? But where's the Taina? Ubelo Taina Nami Teishalo, the Islam the Mema Shemochalo. It's those first things. Then maybe the Marxic will get it without a taina, without a good taina. Why? Islam Lameh Meshamochal. What's his right to this karka? Islam Lameh Meshamochal. Maybe the Marakama was moichel to the Marxic. Maybe he was moichel to the Marxic, and that's what gives him bilus. That's the transfer of bilus occurs through the mechila. That's what Tosfos is saying. Right? This machzik says what? He says, no one told me anything. Or he's quiet. Or he says, lav bal dvar midiyah. Whatever taina he gives. It's not a good taina to be zocha. At first glance, it says, Tosfos, no, because it's like a mechila. Right? Islam lemeima, we should say, shemochalo. Islam lemeima, shemochalo. And mechila is what gives the machzik the rights to the karka. So ask all of the Rishonim, what is Tosfos talking about? What's the problem over here? Mechila gives the right. Till now we've assumed that there were two major ways that the Machzik can claim that he acquired his karka. Either Mechira, not Mechila, but Mechira, right? Mechira or Matana. Right? He acquired it from the Marakama, either through Mechira, he bought it from him, right? Or he got it from Matana. And that we understand, that's a Hakana. Each one of those is a Hakana. One he pays for, the other he doesn't pay for, but it's Akna either way. Tosfos is saying that the Machzik acquires the field through Mechila? Frekta Ritva. Where do we find Mechila works by Karka? Mechila works by Karka? What's Tosfos saying? Yeah, I mean, he doesn't ask on Tosfos, but he said it's impossible to learn like that. Right? He attains the Pshat, but he rejects it out of hand. This was the part of the Ritva that I skipped because we weren't prepared for it. Right? He says, if the machzik says shlo amali adam davar meolam halo sakad et haklad b'mezocha varehu moda shlo locha vafilu nomar dekemet sheshosak halo zocha demochal ein karka nimchal, says the Ritva. You can't be moichal karka. It just doesn't work. Ella, he says, the pshat is, he said, stam shalihu. That's close. That's the Ritva. But in the middle, he says, don't tell me he was mochel on the kaka. Can't be mochel on the kaka. That just doesn't work. Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. Mechila doesn't work in karka. Ran says the same. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran's mefurish. Mechila doesn't work. Mechila doesn't work by karka. What does the Ran say? The whole lesa. V'chi tema. Don't tell me kemet sheshasak mocha. He doesn't say the Bali Tosfos to say that. He doesn't even want to mention it's lashon hara. You know, maybe you'll entertain the possibility. He says, don't even bother. Don't even bother. V'chitem, v'kemet sh'shasak mochal, lesa, the kol davar shu kinyan guf, ha'kno hu tzarech lo sagile b'mechilo. That's a lumda shavart, he's saying. Kol davar shu kinyan guf, if there's a kinyan of guf in the item, so then to transfer bilis, you need ha'kno. Mechila's not going to work for that. Mechila's not going to work for that. How did the Ran know that? That's Sisra term. Maybe that's the machlokas, Tosus and the Ran. Maybe Tosus holds Mechila works by karka. The Ran and the Ritva perhaps say Mechila doesn't work by karka. How did he know that? How do you know that? Why shouldn't Mechila work by karka? What do you think? A new hand. Why shouldn't Mechila work? Do you have a Ran that Mechila doesn't work by karka? Well, Evid Ivri. Lufokana. Gemara and Kiddushin. Exactly. Exactly. The Ran is not just saying it, he knows it. Yeah, he just doesn't have to bring the Raya. Come on, it's obvious. That's so obvious if you haven't learned Kiddushin, but if you learn Kiddushin, then it's obvious. Right? The Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Yudalad and Abay says that in Eved Ivri, is Nikta Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazaka, the Konis Atzmo, Bishonim, Biovel, right? That we know. It goes up B'Shei Shonim, last week's Parsha. He goes at the Yovel also, Ubigiron Kesef, and he can also give back money. Right? He gets money from the Adon, and he's Megareya, right? He gives less. If he works, let's say he gets $600 for his 6 years, and he wants to leave after 2 years, so then he pays back $400. He keeps the $200 because he worked those 2 years, and he pays back the $400, and that allows him to leave. So the Gemara and Daf Tezayin says, not only can he go out b'giron kesef, b'kesef, or b'shav b'kesef, he can also go out b'shtar. So the Gemara asks, b'shtar, what does he need shtar for? Lamele ba'apetre zil. Let the Adon tell the Eved Ivri, go. What does go mean? It means mochalach. Mochalach, that you don't have to pay back anything. I gave you money for 6 years, and you only worked for 2 years, but I'm mochal the $400 to you. Right, so why can't he say mochalach? Sounds like a good kasha, right? He's basically mochal the money. No, isn't he mochal the money? So Amar Rava, no. So Someris, Eved Ivri Gufo Kono, Yiharav Shemochal Al Girono, Ein Girono Mochal. Rava's mechadesh that you think there's only money over here. You think there's only a shibud that he has to do work for the Adam. No, Eved Ivri Gufo Kono, his guf is koni to the Adam. His guf is koni to the Adam. What are you talking about? He's a regular Yisrael. The only difference between him and any other Yisrael is what? And what's the only chiluk? Yeah?
Mitzvah
seisha is my grandma. Not by Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is chayav in mitzvahs ke'ish, he's chayav in tefillin, he's chayav in tzitzis, in all mitzvahs. Eved Knaini, la la. Right? Eved Knaini is chayav in mitzvahs ke'isha. What's the only difference between an Eved Ivri and a full-fledged Yisrael? One difference, Ephraim. Shifcha Knanis. Right, his Adon can give him a shifcha kanainis, and the vlados become avodim kanainim taka, right? Because the vlad follows the woman, right? Yisrael who marries a shifcha, the vlad is kemosa. The vlados, even if the eved goes free, the vlados stay by the Adon. The shifcha kanainis and the vlados will stay by the Adon. The eved ivri is ovedis rabo bein bayom bein balayla. That's the only difference. Every other mitzvah is the same as a regular Yisrael. So what does this mean? Gufo Kani? It's Gufo Kani, the Inyan that he's mostly in the Shifcha Knainis. Right? His guf is Kani. He doesn't just have a shibud on him vis-a-vis Mammon, but his guf is Kani for the Mammon. His guf is Kani for the Shifcha Knainis too, that he can be most of Shifcha Knainis and force him. Force him, I mean, he's accepting upon himself. If he becomes an Eved, he's accepting upon himself that he can get the Shifcha Knainis and the vladus are going to go to the other. So there is a Kinyan of guf in the Gufa Eved, right? The Adon has a kinyan in the Gufa Eved. Zok Rava, because Eved every Gufa Kanoi, so that's why Mechila is not going to work. You can't just say Ba'apitrei Zil. You can't just do that. You have to have a Shtar Shechra. Shtar breaks the kinyan Agufa. Without the kinyan Agufa, you can't just be Mochel. Zok Ran, if Mechila doesn't work on kinyan Agufa, so how's it going to work over here by Karka? How's it going to work by Karka? If the Marakama owned the Karka of a kinyan Agufa, so you can't just be Mochel to the Machzik. You can't just be mochel to the other guy. Mechila's not going to work on a kinyan aguf. What's Tosus talking about? Pile ploy. Pile ploy. So what is Tosus saying? Baruch Ber and Birka Shmuel in Simen Chav Hei quotes from Yisrael Salanta. Yisrael Salanta was a tremendous gaon. You know him as a Balmusa, but he was a gaon adin. So he had a vart, apparently. He had a vart that people quoted from him on this Tosfos. Yisrael wanted to say that Pshat and Tosfos is that it's not a stam mechila, but rather that if the Marakama was not moche when the machzik is sitting on the karka for 3 years, it's like a matona. It's as if he said lechazeku kni. It's as if the Marakama told the machzik lechazeku kni. He wants him to be kone. He wants him to do a kni. That's what mechila means. That's not that he acquired it, the mechila. It's that there's an implicit mechila over here. That implicit mechila is tantamount to him saying lechazeku kni. It's as if we understand that he's telling him lechazeku kni. Of course, lechazeku kni would mean, right? If he does the kenyan, if he does the chazaka, if he closes the door, it's a mishonim saying ne'ila just means to close the door, not to fix the lock. If he fixes something on the field, b'mesha for 3 years, right? So then he's not going to be koner. He will be koner if he does a kenyan chazaka. Then he will be koner. Either if he closes the door, if he builds the fence, or if he breaks the fence, or something. Right, but it's tantamount to a lechazeku kni. Tantamount to lechazeku kni. The emes, this is what the Gemara later on says. Right? We have a precedent for this in the Gemara later on. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph tells a story. Gemara says, Rav Anan shakal bitka ba'areg. Rav Anan had a field, and he had a neighbor next to his field, and there was a bitka, there was like a flood on the field. So ozal hoda guda ba'areg de chavre. Rav Anan put back up the fence, and he didn't put up the fence in the right spot. He didn't want to steal from the other guy, but it turned out that it was in the wrong spot. He realized later that it was in the wrong spot. Between the neighbor and him, they realized it was in the wrong spot. But he put up the fence a little bit in the friend's field. He had added onto his field. So Asalakame, the Rav Nachman, he came before Rav Nachman, Amar Le Zilhoda. Rav Nachman says, so give it back. You put up the fence, but it's not yours, the kark is not yours, so give back that chalik of the field. So Amalei, I'm sorry, he says, but I was machzik, I was here. He didn't say anything to me. He saw that I put up the fence, and he didn't say anything to me. So Amalei, kaman ki Rabbi Yehuda, fi Rabbi Yishmael, da amar kol b'fan av la'altar havi chazaka. What, you're going like these tanoim who hold a kol b'fan of that if you're machzik, if you do something, if you put up the fence in front of the marakama, you put up the fence in front of the other person, so then la'altar havi chazaka, then the chazaka is even immediately? That's what you want to say? Les hilchasa kavasayu. The halach is not like them. Amalei v'ho ochil. Ay, but he was mochel me. He was mochel. He was mochel. How do I know that he was mochel? The osav is siyeya beguda bahadoi. He helped me put up the fence. My friend helped me put up the fence. If the neighbor helped me put up the fence, isn't that a mechila? Forget about whether the chazaka befon of la'altar avi chazaka, but the himamish helped me. So if he's siyeh bahadei, if he's siyeh beguda bahadoi, so that's even more. That's like a mechila. So if he's mochel to me, so of course I should be zocha in the field. So amalei mechila betos avoy, mechila betosi. That was a mechila betos. Agufach ihave yadis lo avdis. You yourself, if you knew you were taking from the other guy's field, he never would have done it. You would have put up the mechitz on the right spot. So kiyechida at lo have yadis hunami lo have yadis. Just like you didn't know that you were putting it up in the wrong spot, he also didn't know that you're putting up in the wrong spot. The whole thing's a toss. The whole thing's a toss. What's he saying? He says, but wasn't he mochel? He was mochel me, so therefore it should work. Well, what kind of a kasha is that? The neighbor was mochel me because he helped me put up the fence. Obviously, he was mochel me the field. How does that work? Mechila works that you were kona. Did he really think he was kona the field with that mechila? He was kona the chelik of the field with mechila. Dr. Rashbam, v'ha achil, v'ha yesh li taina vadoa shekna li karka. I have a taina vadoa that he was makna to me, the karka. I have a taina vadoa that he was makna to me, the karka I was kone. The yesh li edem shero shahoy v'sayer li livno sakosel. I have edem that he was helping me build the wall. So therefore, these are edem that he was makna to me, the karka. Where are the edem that he was makna? These are only edem that he was mochel me. Dr. Rashbam, these are edem he was makna to me, the karka, who commanded Omar lechazek ukni idami. V'ha'ocheli, he was mochel to me because he put up the guda with me, he put up the fence with me. So if he put up the fence with me, that's a mechila. I have edem that he was mochel me. It's commanded Omar lechazek ukni. If he's helping me, that mechila is commanda amar lechazek ukni, and I was machzik. That's what putting up the fence is, right? That's good. I did a chazaka. So because he was helping me, right? There's an implicit mechila. It's as if he's saying lechazek ukni. So we have a precedent for this. That sometimes mechila, it's not just the mechila stam, but it's as if he's saying lechazek ukni. Yisrael Salanta wants to say that that's what Tosfos was suggesting. That the way that the Chazaka She'eni Matayin in our sugya is working is that it's tantamount to a mechila. It's like a mechila. It's as if he said lechazek ukni. If he said lechazek ukni, so then as long as the machna takedir a chazaka, then he'll be kona. He's not kona with the mechila. The mechila enables him to be kona. It's as if there's a lechazek ukni. So that's why he's able to be kona. That means it's not just Tosfos. We've shown him. Suggest this idea. It's just they don't like it, right? They say it can't be mechila because how can you be kona the karka be mechila? One of the Rishonim fleshes it out a little bit more. Don't say that the way that the mechila works is dot dot dot. Don't say that the way the mechila works is it's like a lechazek ukni. That's wrong, he says. So you see that they understood that some Rishonim might taka hold like that. Who suggests such approach? Don't say that it's working based on Mechila. And the way that Mechila works is not that he's kona but Mechila, but rather it's like a lechazek ukni. Who said that? Rabbeinu Yonah. Did you miss it? So you gotta read the Rabbeinu Yonah in full. Rabbeinu Yonah writes like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't tell me it's mechila. Right? Same kasha. The ritva, the rad. Don't tell me it's like mechila. What should he have said? What should he say at this point? Don't tell me it's like mechila, because karka is a king naguf. Right? He owns the gufa karka. Mechila doesn't work on a king naguf. Every gufa okanai. Mechila doesn't work. So what's the halacha mean that mechila is going to work over here? Mechila doesn't work if it's a king naguf. But he adds a point. He says, don't tell me it's like mechila. V'litlos b'shtikoso d'tehevi kemando amar lele chazeku k'ni b'matana. Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't tell me it's mechila. Not that mechila is going to work on a dover be'en. No, mechila doesn't work on a dover be'en. But you'll think mechila is as if he said lechazek ukni v'tehevi b'matana. It's not mechira, but it'll be like a matana, as if he said lechazek ukni. Ala the gemara and daf mem aleph amud aleph. Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't tell me that. That's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. Why not? I didn't tell you why not. The answer is it's difficult to say something like that. That's what the mechila means. That's what the mechila means. He says it's difficult to say that. What, just because he didn't say anything? Just because he didn't say anything? He was quiet? Markham is quiet, so that's like a lechazek ukni. He doesn't like it. But Tosfos might say, yeah. Maybe mechila is like a lechazek ukni. He'll be able to be kona, because it's like a matana. It's tantamount to the fact that he said lechazek ukni. Moi?
Going back to Zach's question, couldn't we say the same thing Shtika by Hodah? If Adav cannot say anything, you're telling him to do something. So, I mean, Shtika is as if you're saying Hodah.
On the part of the Marakami, he's saying.
Yeah, for him to do a mechila. That by him not saying anything, it's if he's saying, go do something.
Right, but if it's not as if he's saying go do something, then the mechila itself is not going to be enough. I just want to point that out, right? Mechila, that's what the Rishonim was saying. Mechila on a davar shebe'en, davar shebe'en is not going to work. But if we assume that the mechila is like a lecha zeku kni, so then, yeah, the shtika is like an amir. That's still a chiddush. To say that the shtika is not just a hoda'a that I did something, but it's telling him to do something mikanu lahaba. The shtika is saying, I want you to be lecha zeku kni. That's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's such a big chiddush. He doesn't think that you can learn such a pshat. Tosis apparently is learning such a pshat. But it's not so strange. It's a big chiddush. It is a big chiddush. But, you know, we have precedent for this big chiddush. What's the precedent for this big chiddush? What's the precedent for this big chiddush? That mechila can be like a lecha zeku kni. That if he's mochel, if he's shosek, if the marakam is shosek, that's like a lecha zeku kni. What's the precedent for that? I saw the precedent, yeah.
Rosh Bam
Mem Aleph. The Gemara Mem Aleph. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like it. He says mechila is not a lecha zeku kni. The Gemara Mem Aleph is the biggest riot to that. Tosis is sitting pretty. So Salant is right in Tosis, and it's the good pshat. The mechila is like a lecha zeku kni, so that's how the machzik can be zocher. It's like a matona. No. What's the difference between that? Is there a chilik between mem aleph and mem aleph and our gemara? Is there a reason why Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva didn't want to learn that it's like lecha zeku kni? Daniel. Who said that? You? You said yourself? Who says this? I'm not sure if you got to it yet. Yes.
That deserves.
The Rashba says Mem Aleph is no raya. There, the neighbor did the maisa. He was siyeya beguda. Do a maisa. That's like a lecha zeku kni. That's strong. That's not just a mechila. Not doing anything. He's even doing something positive, helping him make the Guda. That's like a Lecha Zeku Kni. It's like he's saying, I want you to have it. And the only reason it's not a Lecha Zeku Kni is why? Why? One word. Toes. It was a Mechila B'toes, but if not, Avada it would work. That's a Lecha Zeku Kni, because there's a Maisa, Dr. Rashbo. Our Gemara, there's no Maisa. The Marakam is just quiet. He's being quiet. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's not like a lecha zeku kni. Don't tell me this mechila works. It's like a lecha zeku kni. He doesn't explain why, but lechora that's what he has in mind. This far of the Rashba. The Rashba says that there's no lecha zeku kni over here. There's no ma'isa. Mem aleph is totally different. What are you mixing mem aleph with here? There's no raya from daf mem aleph to here. It's important Rashba. Very, very important Rashba. At the very end of the Rashba, he has this kasha. Dayan Koshli, the Holokaman, Gabi Uvda, the Rav Onan, the Shokel Bidka Ba'ara, Omar, the Isli Sadi, the Osir Sieh, Beguda Bahadoi, Klomer Umachali. Rav Onan says that he was Mochel, so therefore I should get it. Upirish Rash, Rashban, right? Davle Kamanda Omar, Lecha Zeku Kni. Vimkein Hochanami, Nema Hochan. That's the Rashba's Kasha. Yeshlomer, the Shiny Hosam, the Osam Maisa Biodayim, Umisayo Ligdor Osam Im Shalom. He does a ma'isa bi'adayim, that's like lecha zeku kni. But if he doesn't do a ma'isa bi'adayim, why should we say the mechila is tantamount to a lecha zeku kni? That's the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what the other Rishonim would say. They don't like Tosfos. They think mechila is very, very difficult. Very difficult. But they weren't bothered with Tosfos kasha. They were bothered with the kasha that if the ma'asik just says, no one told me anything, so that's ridiculous. That's a hodah. That's not going to work. So they have these other approaches. It's not that he's moda, but he's not saying anything. It's completely neutral. And they hold, since the goal of the Chesed Kim Roshanim is to establish the machzik as a muchzik, once he's established as a muchzik, this claim or lack of claim is enough. The burden of proof shifts. Markham has to prove that the machzik's lying, that he doesn't deserve the field, and if he doesn't prove that, then he's not going to get it. But Tosfos can't learn like that, because he says, Hochei Usha, assume that the way Chesed Gzeirah Moshiach is working is that there's a raya, a brura, that the masik is right, that he deserves it. So no matter what he's claiming, whether he's claiming that no one told me anything, or he's claiming I don't want to tell you anything, it's Tam Shali, no matter what the Taina is, if the Taina is not a Taina Tov, if he's not really giving a good Taina, then it's felt in the Raya, it's something missing in the Raya. So comes Tosis, the first Teretz, and says, no. If the Marakam is Huchsuk Shaskan, so then we assume he's never going to be Moche. Right? If he's Huchsuk Shaskan for 3 years, so we assume he's never going to be Moche. If he's never going to be Moche, it's like he was Mochel. And if he's mochel, it's like a lechazeko knisa, as Tosu is like a lechazeko knisa, and the machzik has a way to win, even if he doesn't put forth such a stark attack. Okay, for tomorrow, finish the toast.